That was To a Wild Rose with Julian Lloyd Webber on the cello, a beautiful work by Edward McDowell. And that brings us to my special guests for this afternoon jukebox. This is an incredible concert coming up this Saturday, January 25th at 8 p.m., part of the Voices of Resilience series, and that's part of the Chamber Music Society of Mississauga. I have both the artistic director as well as one of the performers for the Saturday concert, Daniel Hammond Goh on the cello, and it's my pleasure to welcome Daniel, our star cellist for this Saturday's show. Welcome to the Jukebox.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Wonderful to have you. So how do you feel before this Saturday concert, being part of Voices of Resilience, a concert that highlights music that speaks to the human spirit and resilience in the face of adversity?
Well, it feels great. I'm busy preparing for it. A lot of really great music. And yeah, no, it's been a really beautiful journey preparing for the concert.
So one of the works on your program we featured on our morning show today is the Cello Sonata by Rachmaninoff, an epic work, which I often love to mention the story behind some of the works of Rachmaninoff. After the failure of his Symphony No. 1, he had some sessions of hypnosis, went to therapy, had this self-reflective episode, and then wrote some of his groundbreaking works, such as the Piano Concerto No. 2 and also the beautiful cello sonata that you're playing. So how does your program align with the theme that Cheryl has put together, Voices of Resilience?
Yeah, so I think that what's great, I mean, for me as a performer, as a musician, what I value the most when it comes to programming is that it's not just the music and the stories within the music that the audience listens to and the audience is exposed to, but it's also the lives of the composers.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I mean, we have five composers on the program. We have Debussy, Beethoven, of course. We have Rachmaninoff. The pianist that I'll be playing with, Ben Smith, is going to be playing Chopin's Nocturne. And of course, we have a living Canadian composer, a piece that I commissioned last year from Anna Pidgorna.
What's that work like?
Well, when I composed this work, I reached out to Anna and I said, you know, she's a Ukrainian-Canadian composer.
Yeah.
And I said, I really want to hear a piece that tells not only your stories of your cultural roots and your love for your homeland, but also sort of your own artistic musical reflection on what's happening in your country.
Right.
And so she wrote a piece. It's titled Grief Cycles. It's a set. Okay. It's a variations, and it's based on a Ukrainian folk song called Plivokacha.
Oh yes, her hallmark. Right,
exactly,
right.
Exactly, yeah.
Integrating Ukrainian folk music. Yeah, she's turning heads, definitely. And combines also sound, visual arts in so many of her works.
Absolutely.
Wonderful to have her. Yeah, and so you have Chopin. There's Debussy, Beethoven, all composers associated with struggles and their overcoming of their struggles with the power of music. A very powerful program ahead. And tell us a little bit about your partnership with pianist Benjamin Smith. How do you approach that balance and dialogue when you have these great works you're playing together?
Yeah, so Ben and I, we first met at the Royal Conservatory of Music when I was a Rebanks fellow. And we started working together. And I mean, when you're working with somebody like Ben, who's just so skilled in every way possible, and he's such a sensitive musician and partner, honestly, it just comes down to listening. You have to listen from a place of empathy and you have to listen from a place of curiosity. Mm-hmm. And we lead with that.
Wonderful. That's
very easy, very fun.
There's something so special about chamber music that allows that energy to share back and forth. Having, you know, I think it really develops musicality in so many ways. What about your personal story, Daniel? You've played in across three continents with the Berlin Philharmonic, among others. You've played in Carnegie Hall, the Konzerthaus in Berlin on your beautiful Galliano, Naples instrument, 1830. Tell us about your personal story and how that connects to your theme of resilience, how you're adding that personal touch to Saturday's program.
Like everybody else on this planet, I think we all have our own stories and our own lived experience and our own overcoming of difficulties and struggles. And part of curating this program for me was to be able to relate to as many people as possible. And of course, you know, we live in an era where so many people relate more with 30-second reels than they do with a 30-minute masterpiece. And, you know, I thought if we presented classical music in a way where behind every single piece there is such a personal, relatable theme and message, I'm hoping that that would sort of create some positive impact and change. But yeah, in terms of my life, there's been a lot of overcoming. There's a lot to overcome.
It sounds like an amazing journey ahead with Rachmaninoff's Epic Sonata for Cello and Piano, some Beethoven and Anna Podgorna and some Chopin, Debussy. Good luck with you and Benjamin. I'm sure it'll be a very emotional experience as you recreate the lives and struggles of these composers influencing their music. Wonderful to hear from you, Daniel. I'm just going to move over to Cheryl, the artistic director of the Chamber Music Society of Mississauga, who joined the scene in February 2022 and created this idea of the Signature Series and how that came about. I would love to hear your personal touch on how this vision of this series came to the foreground.
Well, thank you for having me. I started with the Chamber Music Society in February 2022, and you know, we were kind of coming out of the pandemic. There had been no live concerts in a number of years, and so kind of trying to rebuild the organization from, you know, to what it was pre-pandemic was a real challenge. So I applied for a Trillium Foundation Resilient Communities Grant to try to rebuild the capacity and community. We ended up being successful with this grant, so I was able to start this Signature Series, which is Pay What You Wish. It's a concert series featuring like exceptional performances by internationally renowned classical, jazz, and global music groups.
Yep.
I'm trying to focus bringing in just inspirational players with like unrivaled virtuosity, deeply moving musical experiences, and just try to infuse this into the Mississauga community. So, you know, people don't have to drive to Toronto to get this world-class opportunity to witness these performances.
Terrific. And Daniel shared with us also the importance of highlighting some of the great Canadian composers we have today. He mentioned Anna Podgorna. One of her works will be played on Saturday. And you have quite a bit of experience in that department with Thin Edge New Music Collective, which has commissioned over 80 plus works and also renowned for those multidisciplinary productions we had just talked about with Daniel. Tell us a little bit about how that is shaping your programming and your approach to the Signature Series.
I mean, I do have a very, very vast contemporary music background, and I've actually worked with Anna a number of times myself personally. One of my first tours across Canada was with a piece that she wrote for Thin Edge called Bridal Train, also built on Ukrainian melodies. I'm sure similar to what is going to happen in this new commission on Saturday night with Daniel. You know, I think when I'm programming with Thin Edge, it's a different part of my brain because I'm thinking about the most experimental things going on or working with Canadian composers. But I do want to have some contemporary influences coming in, though it's like, I think with the Chamber Music Society, it's a little more broad. And I feel like, you know, a lot of the artists that are coming to me with programs or that I'm seeing programs that I love, they generally have some really great standard repertoire from the classical canon, or they're like really incredible world musicians that have like a virtuosity that's really outstanding and very contemporary sounding.
Wonderful. Well, I can see how this is all evolving under your leadership. A great blend of storytelling, musical excellence, community engagement. Tell us a little bit about the remaining four events in the Signature Series beginning February 22nd.
We have our next one is this Saturday with Daniel and Benjamin Smith. And then we do have like some other community events. For instance, we're featuring Waleed Abdul-Hamid in some free concerts at the library for Black History Month and exploring African music. And then we have our Signature Series. I'm performing with some of my longtime and favorite collaborators, Andrew Swords from the U.S. and the principal cellist of TSO, Joseph Johnson. We're doing Ravel for his 150th year and Dvorak Dumpty Trio. Then we have Kune Global Music coming on April the 10th. They're performing music from
there. April 10th, I see that. Yeah, they originally started as Royal Conservatory musicians getting together on various instruments, world music instruments. I see that one, Universal Echoes. And then we move on to June 14th, Piano Fest. That's the all day of dynamic pianists. Nice.
Yeah, each pianist, or in one case we're doing a duo, is a 1 hour concert, and then there's a little break. We have a cafe, people can have coffee and cakes and things like that. And some people last year came and stayed for the entire day, all four recitals. Some people came for three, and since it's pay what you wish, once you enter, you can come and go as you please all day. So it's a really exciting day.
Terrific. Well, congratulations on what you've done to build this series, on scoring the grant. I know those are very, very competitive. And this brilliant idea of pay what you wish, you know, to really make sure everybody's included in your series.
I think that's
series.
So important. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for walking us through this amazing Mississauga event, not to be missed, this Saturday, 8 p.m., January 25th. You can find all the details for the upcoming concert with Daniel Hammond Go. I spoke with him, the cellist. He'll be playing with Benjamin Smith, the beautiful Rachmaninoff cello sonata, also the work of Anna Pidgorna and Debussy, Beethoven. Get your tickets at chambermusicmississauga.org. chambermusicmississauga.org. All right, you have a wonderful day, Cheryl. Thanks for sharing your insights with us.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.